And welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This weekend, hundreds of people will gather at Amesbury Sports Park in northern Massachusetts to climb hills, crawl under barbed wire, run and splash through mud and water, and jump over fire. It's all part of a Spartan race, a grueling obstacle course-style competition designed to push people beyond their limits.
Millions of people across the country participate in Spartan competitions, and according to Outside Magazine, obstacle course races may be the fastest growing sport in American history. Among the biggest forces behind it is Joe DeSena, an entrepreneur and longtime endurance and adventure racer. He's the founder of the Spartan Race, now a thriving industry, and he runs it from a sprawling farm in rural Vermont.
According to DeSena, death is the price we pay for life, so make it worth it. And yeah, you could say Joe DeSena is a driven guy. The former stock trader turned Spartan guru has completed several 100-mile races within a week, 12 Ironman triathlons in a year. And get this, last fall he did a quintuple Ironman, which consists of a 12-mile swim followed by a 560-mile bike ride, followed by a 131-mile run. And another challenge he's recently completed, a book. It's called Spartan Up, A Take No Prisoners Guide to Overcoming Obstacles and Achieving Peak Performance in Life. And Joe DeSena lives in New England, but he joins us today from New York. It's good to have you on Radio Boston. Welcome, Joe DeSena.
Thanks for having me.
Really excited. I've been looking forward to talking to you. So, as we mentioned, you've completed all manner of physical challenges, to some of us, unfathomable. What got you interested in these kinds of superhuman races in the first place?
My mom and dad were superhumans. They were
they were the superhumans that inspired you to become one.
They were amazing. My mom was into yoga, meditation, health food in the 70s. My dad was a workaholic maniac. And as you discussed on the previous show here, we are products of environment. And I just got very motivated being around them. And my first business at 13 years old was a swimming pool and construction business. And I ran that business for about 11 years. After that, I went to Wall Street, and I did very well, knock on wood, had a great run on Wall Street. But while there, I started to get heavy and out of shape and unhealthy, and it was much different than running the construction business previously. And so I sought ways to get healthy, and I stumbled, thankfully, upon adventure racing, very long-distance, scenic, ultra runs. I did the Iditarod by foot, unfortunately. We didn't have any dogs.
So the Iditarod, I'm forgetting how long it is, but that's that famous dog race up from up in Alaska, from Nome, Alaska, down into Anchorage. Is that right?
Yes. So a portion of it they were allowing. It was about 370 miles they allowed us to go on by foot. It was 8.5 days. It was 30 below. Anybody in their right mind would say, why would you possibly do that? And, you know, as you discussed earlier, I think the brain, the body, we grow when we're uncomfortable. I think we stunt growth when we're not. And it certainly helped me grow.
In what way did it help you grow? I mean, of course, it must harden your body and help your body grow. But I know you're talking about something bigger and broader than that.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many ways you grow, but very specifically, we have an abundance of things here in America, most of us, and when you strip all those things away and do something like I just described, you get a new perspective. You change your frame of reference, and so you start to appreciate things more. You don't complain about things as much. You definitely harden, as you suggested. And you just appreciate life.
I want to ask you a little bit about the Spartan Race. But first, that came out of another challenge that you created called the Death Race, which sounds sort of terrifying, especially considering the waiver that you have to sign to participate. It says simply, I may die. So tell us what the Death Race is.
So the Death Race was a completely different idea. We created in Vermont, and the idea was simply all these years of building businesses, you find as an entrepreneur you want high-functioning people around you, and is there a simpler way to find them? Almost like, is there a better way to recruit people? And so the idea was born to create this death race, kind of like military, training. And we had people chop wood, climb mountains, stand in cold water, carry heavy weights, you name it, we did it. And at the end of the day, there were only a few people standing, male or female. And those people turned out to be amazing people. They're extremely high functioning. They may or may not be military. They might have been a school teacher. They could be an entrepreneur. They might be military. And over the decade that I've run that, those people are amazing people.
Now, about that death race, I read, by the way, there's a great, as you know, I'm just telling this to our listeners, there's a great profile of you and the Spartan race and what you've done in Outside Magazine. And I read in that article that in the first death race in 2004, a guy almost drowned after getting trapped in a narrow below-ground culvert. And in fact, it was your partners that sort of said, hey, Joe, you got to rein it in a little here. People could die out there. Is that true? Is that true? Is that a correct sort of portrayal of how that went down?
So my buddy Sean Bain, you're referring to, yeah, and he was a guy I raced with all around the world. So it was shocking when he said to me, we had to tone it down. But but yeah, I mean, it was very difficult for me because you want to push people to that edge. I knew myself what it was like to be on that edge where it's just dangerously safe enough, because if you don't get the person there, well, then you didn't give them their money's worth, and not for this challenge, not what we were doing. And you really don't know who you are until you're pushed up against that proverbial wall. And some would say, yeah, sometimes I push too hard.
And maybe you push yourself too hard. I'm curious if there's been a physical test, a race, an endurance test, an obstacle race that you've done where you just couldn't go on.
Yes, many, every day.
I find that hard to believe, not every day. Give me an example of one that really overcame Joe DeSena.
Well, let me preface it by saying, I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter if you're doing a one-hour workout, a one-day workout, or a 10-day workout. We all get tired. I get tired. The strongest people out there will get tired. The question is, what happens when you get tired? Can you continue mentally? And I attempted to do, I got roped into this idea of doing 10,000 burpees. A burpee was created by Royal H. Burpee in the 40s as a way to test military recruits. It is a jump up, go down to the ground, do a push-up, and then come back up. And it's a brutal exercise. I think it's one of the greatest exercises known to man or woman. And I say that because it really moves blood around. It's awful. You get to a dark place very quickly with the burpee.
So, Joe, I want to just understand. I want to be absolutely sure that I understand. So you're standing straight up on your feet, and you jump up in the air, and then you come down into a sort of push-up position and then go down to the ground, right? And then
go down
push
to the ground and then have your feet come back up under your hands and jump back up in the air. And so now you're standing straight again.
So I'm guessing that someone who's in reasonably good shape could, what, I don't know, 15, 20, 30, I don't know. What do you think?
You'd be surprised at how quickly they become terrible.
Right. But the point quickly. I'm making is 10,000 is like unfathomable. I mean, if someone's in pretty good shape and could do 20 or 25 or 30, 10,000, holy moly.
10,000 is a lot.
Yeah.
And we had hired a new digital team. And the digital team put a challenge out there to our consumers that said, for every like and share we get on Facebook today, our founder, Joe DeSena, will do a burpee. And then they gave me the bad news that the number was 10,247. And so, you have 4 million people on Facebook looking at you. You want to do the right thing. And so on a Friday night in New Jersey, just before the start of our race the next morning, I got out on a deck, and we set up a camera, and I attempted to do 10,247 burpees. And
how far did you get?
Terrible.
How far did you get?
Well, so I was about 8 hours in, and I hit 4,000. I had begged
8 hours.
8 hours. I had begged my team to not tell me what I was up to at any point in time, no matter how much I begged, the only thing coming on radio stations at night was like Captain and Tennille. It was terrible. I'm trying to get through these burpees.
See, I'm intrigued what you told me, though, there about you begged your folks not to tell you how many, because one of the things I read is that you compartmentalize, and that is when you're faced with a really tough challenge. You know, if you've got 100 of something to do and you're only at 10, don't think of the number 90, right? Think of one more.
No, that's right. I do it every day. I did it today. I did 300 burpees, and I do it every day. And by the way, forget about just working out or burpees. Yeah. It's a great way to get through life. I have self-diagnosed myself with ADD, and if I get bad news, we all get bad news every day, within a minute I say to myself, what was I just upset about? So it's a great way to just get through life, is to forget about things. And if you're focused that you have 6,000 burpees left, that's a difficult concept to get over.
So I want to ask you about the Spartan race, which is still a pretty challenging competition, but not the death race. But tell me why you created the Spartan race and for whom you created it. Is it the world-class endurance athlete, or is it anyone who might enjoy a challenge or a way to get to better health?
Well, it's funny. So death race we had in Vermont, as you described. And separately, we wanted to start a new business that wasn't as challenging, not to say that the Spartan race is not difficult, but would be more athletic in nature, would have a start and a finish. Death race doesn't have a start and finish. And so I begged my brother-in-law, I begged old-time friends, I begged people from Wall Street, from the construction business, to invest in this business. We're going to call it Spartan Race. And no one was interested. No one thought it could be a viable business. And so I started it, and a small investment slowly turned into a very large investment, to the point where I thought I was going to have to sell the farm. But I sensed that it was working. I sensed that people would come to these events and have fun and enjoy it, and that there was something much bigger going on. And I was right. It eventually worked. And this year we'll hit close to 1 million participants globally, across 131 events in 17 countries. And it's a military-inspired obstacle race. It's basically what you might see if you watch the movie G.I. Jane or any military going through, obstacles, whether it's climbing ropes, climbing walls, crawling under barbed wire, wading through some mud, just putting people in front of obstacles that appear that they're not going to be able to get through. And then somehow they break through and they make it to the finish line and they obtain something we coined called obstacle immunity. And so what that does then is that those little obstacles in life, the coffee being too cold, the car not starting, the kids screaming, become much smaller obstacles and less stressful.
You mean you survived Joe DeSena's Spartan race, you can pretty much take on anything that life throws at you on any given day.
That's right. That's right.
And obstacle immunity. A lot of us could use that. That's great.
I'm walking through the city today, and two people separately stopped me, and one of them was a grown man who recognized the shirt. It said Spartan, recognized me, and literally started crying in front of me to just say that the race changed his life. It changed the way he interacts with his family. He had a terrible upbringing, and now that seems extreme, but I get thousands of these emails. And I think it's because the obstacles are a metaphor for obstacles in life. I think they help people break through.
So tell me about where you want to bring the Spartan race. You imagine it one day as an Olympic competition, right?
I believe it will be an Olympic sport. I think if ping pong and curling are Olympic sports, there's no reason Spartan race can't be an Olympic sport. I think it's really the truly natural human sport. We always crawled, climbed, got over a wall. This is what we did every day for thousands of years. So it's natural to us. It feels good. And it's just a matter of us getting our act together and putting an Olympic bid at some point.
Joe DeSena, what do you do? I'm curious about this. What's a regular day of exercise for you?
So in the old days, before I had four children and my fifth giant child Spartan race, I would typically put in 2 or 3 hours a day. I love biking, love running, and I love body weight exercises. today, because of the business and the children, I'm about an hour and a half, and typically 300 burpees. Again, just to get to that dark place quickly, get it over with, push through, and a bunch of other bodyweight exercises with a little bit of running.
Yeah. And a lazy day? Does Joe DeSena ever have a day where he just kicks back and relaxes and doesn't do anything physically?
You know, I can relax after I do something big. Mm-hmm. I have to earn my rest. It's a mental issue I have. I've always felt lazy if I just sat in front of the TV or I just sat down or relaxed. I have to earn that. And so it would come on the heels of 50 or 100 mile bike ride. You might see me sit down for a bit.
All right, for a bit. He's a driven man. Joe DeSena, he's the founder of the Spartan Race and the author of Spartan Up, a Take No Prisoners Guide to Overcoming Obstacles and Achieving Peak Performance in Life. Joe DeSena, good luck to you, and thank you so much for coming in today. We're very grateful.
Thank you.
And listeners, if you want to Spartan Up, there's more information about the races, including one in Amesbury this weekend, at our website, radioboston.org.
I have to say, that whole conversation made me feel like an underachieving wuss. Time to start
doing those burpees, Magna.
One, done. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Magna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.